his only wife, Peace Adzo Mehdi. "It's enough," I said in protest, as she lightly brushed my cheeks. This was the fifth time that she had touched up my makeup in the last hour. I couldn't have been sweating that much. I wasn't nervous, not then anyway. I was mostly weary. Since my mother told me that I would be marrying Ellie, I had felt as though I was balancing our two families like a basin of water, which was full to the brim, on my head. It wasn't easy being the key to other people's happiness, their victory, and their vindication. I desperately wanted the wedding to be over because then I would have done my part. Or rather, I would have begun to do my part. "It's okay. You're only adding to my stress with all this makeup," I protested when Mawuzi's hand and the makeup sponge continued to hover in my face. "Stress? Haven't I told you to relax? There is nothing to be stressed about. You should be happy and smiling." She was glaring at a small pimple on my cheek as she spoke. "You make everything sound so simple. I barely know the man, and what if things don't work out? What if this marriage doesn't make him leave the woman? What if it doesn't bring him closer to his family? What if I let everyone down? His family? My mother? This whole town?" "I couldn't sleep last night just thinking about this," I said in a whisper, because we weren't alone.
"Everybody says he's a good man, so there's no need to be afraid,"